"That's enough," the constable said. "Come along smartly."
The drunk allowed himself to be led away by the copper. He was last heard to say, "You wouldn't be having a daffy of rib, would you now?" And the constable assured him that he had no drink on his person.
"Dublin,"
the guard said, sighing, and he climbed back up the stairs to eat his dinner. The distant chimes rang 11 o'clock. Edgar had seen it all, and while he was amused by Pierce's performance, he worried whether Clean Willie had taken the opportunity to open the office door. There was no way to know until he made his own mad dash in less than half an hour now. He looked at his watch. He looked at the door to the office, and he waited. For Pierce, the most delicate part of his performance was the conclusion, when he was led by the constable out into Tooley Street. Pierce did not want to disrupt the policeman's regular rhythm on the beat, so he had to disengage himself rather rapidly. As they came into the foggy night air, he breathed deeply.
"Ah," he said, "and it's a lovely evening, brisk and invigorating."
The copper looked round at the gloomy fog.
"Chill enough for me," he said.
"Oh, my dear fella,"
Pierce said, dusting himself off and making a show of straightening up, as if the night air had sobered him.
"I am most grateful for your ministrations upon this occasion, and I can assure you that I shall carry on well from here."
"You're not going to be creating another nuisance."
"My dear sir," Pierce said, standing still straighter, "what do you take me for?"
The copper looked back at the London Bridge station. It was his business to stay on the beat. A drunk wandering in was not his responsibility once he was ejected from the premises, and London was full of drunks, especially Irish ones who talked too much.
"Stay clear of trouble, then,"
the cop said, and let him go.
"A good evening to your officer,"
Pierce said, and bowed to the departing crusher. Then he wandered out into the fog, singing Molly Malone. Pierce went no farther than the end of Tooley Street, less than a block from the station entrance. There, hidden in the fog, was a cab. He looked up at the driver.
"How'd it carry off?"
Barlow asked.
"Smart and tidy," Pierce said. "I gave Willie 2 or 3 minutes. It should have been enough." "Willie's a bit glucky."
"All he has to do," Pierce said, "is twirl 2 locks, and he's not too glucky to bring that off." He glanced at his watch.
"Well, we'll know soon enough."
And he slipped away in the fog, back towards the station.